And thank
Love
you.
Talk Radio.
Killing me. Ooh.
trusty drill, thrown it open wide. He said it wouldn't hurt me. That it's going to cost you 10. See, now I would have thought it would be more like 12, 12 and a half. Ooh, and it got done drilling his head. Oh, sweet mama, that is going to cost you 10. But if it ever started.
And we're back. That was just a touch of the burlesque type of music. Again, today they call it again they call it stripping on the pole. But back in the time, as early as the 1800s, there was something called sensual dancing by women of all colors. A woman's body wasn't just looked at as a pawn on a chessboard. It was looked upon as a nice, sexy, something to be admired in some store on display. It wasn't all about the sex and the shaking of the tail. It was about moving and swaying your hips in front of your man, and let him admire all those curves that you got. You God-given, created woman, you. So today, I got my good friend and my family on the line, a lady of charm, a lady of elegance, most of all, a lady of class. Miss Butterfly, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, how are you?
Welcome to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. How are you, girl?
I'm doing fine, Miss Trish. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Having some technical difficulties, but hey, the show must go on. I'm glad
you
to
know
be
it.
Speaking
Absolutely.
With you. I am glad to be speaking to you, and thank you for joining us today. So, Miss Butterfly, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Butterfly. I'm the owner of a Foreplay. Foreplay is a window for women to express their sexuality, you know, to build our confidence. And I do this through some companies that I have worked with, one being Intimate Tickles, which is an adult toy company, and another is Slightly Naked. We do it through our clothing, our corsets, lingerie, and then coming soon, I also do it through the Flirt Shop, which is where we will be practicing our dance moves, sensual movement, and I teach burlesque dance there, things of that nature. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting it out here, spreading the word on our own sexuality.
I love that. Now, Miss Butterfly, I was reading a little bit about burlesque, and I've been watching my favorite show, Big Frida, where the bounce comes in. But I've heard that most of the dancing that is out there is really culture. It traces back to our ancestry roots in Africa, India, West India, and so forth and so forth, even in Jamaica and South America. So can you give us a little insight on the history of burlesque?
Even Chinese, it goes back to the 1800s. What it used to be was a form of a political statement through parody, comedy, and sexuality. What happened back like in the 1800s, there was a traveling group that used to protest, you know, the Jim Crow laws of the country, how America treated, the Orients. And so they would do this and making this political statement by dance and being sexy, however, getting that message across. It's a really rich history in the African-American community.
That is so wonderful. And on the Ms. Trish Show and with DCP Media, we're all about enriching, encouraging, educating, making more aware of our listening audience, especially when it comes to the culture and our Black culture. So tell me, Ms. Butterfly, how did you get involved in burlesque? What drove you to it?
Well, I wanted to open a club some time ago because I noticed that as sexy as the strippers are of today, and yes, ladies, I go to the strip club, what I found that was missing for me was the art of the tease. You know, stripping came from strip tease. And today we, you know, you have the young ladies or the guys, for that matter, go up and then they'll strip and, you know, and you throw your money up there and that's the end of it. However, I felt like our imagination is more sexual than the actual nakedness. So just the lead up to the strip is what I found missing, and I always wanted to bring that back, just a little bit more history, you know, and I just wanted to have a club that showed the sensuality as opposed to just the sex of the strip.
And that's what I think I love about burlesque. Like, you can be you can be sexy without being naked. You ain't got to give your drawers to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's
well, I'm
what
not
I really
saying
like.
That to give their drawers to everybody. I'm just saying
either,
that,
you know. But that's what it looks like
nowadays. Use the imagination a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's what I liked about it. You were able to be sexy and dress up in nice lace and silk things and high heels and put on your makeup. And not that I'm taking anything about stripping. We all get on our poles some kind of way. Whether we have somebody job or we on the pole, but we all do it some kind of way. But what I'm saying is I miss the earth kids. Of the and even as I was researching burlesque, there even as early as the 60s, there was these Black sisters like Tootsie Roll and Bella and they were real
Bella
sexy.
Bella Davis was one of the ones she used to dance with the Creole Show, and that's where they were really a political troupe, if you will. And you know, she also she advertised a lot of the Asian dancers as well. A lot of people don't even think about Asian dancers as part of that movement, but yeah, Bella Davis had her in her groups as well.
And that's just, that was so wonderful, man, and for me, and as a Black woman myself, and me, you know, learning more about who we are as a people, as a Black people, our history, our religion, I learned so much, you know, looking at that, you know. I know bouncing has been turned upside down. It's really gotten a bad reputation. But when you learn the history of it and the culture of it, the happiness of it, the joy of it, then you understand it better. And same with burlesque. You know, so and I think it's good. So, Ms. Butterfly, what would you tell? Let me ask you this. As far as stripping today and what you do as far as burlesque, if you had to change the strip scene, what would you change about it?
To be honest, I think I would maybe personally remove the aspect of the chair or lap dance part and just give it just a little more audience participation as far as the tease. I really like the aspect of teasing, of having your audience use their imagination about what would come next, as opposed to it being obvious. I can tell you, I will go to a strip club. I know for a fact the young lady or guy is going to get on the dance floor, get on the pole. We're going to throw the money. They're going to offer you a lap dance. That is what it is. There is no anticipation up to, and that's what I would change.
Uh-uh, that's awesome. That's what I would change too, girl. And I ain't even on no pole. You know what I'm saying? Not on that one, but I'm on my own pole, you know.
Okay.
But I do love the elegance of it. You know, I miss the earthy kits of our world. I miss the elegance of stripping.
Well, don't forget,
and
Josephine Baker is one of the first names that people would associate with burlesque, with that banana skirt. Remember that image?
Yeah.
And don't forget that burlesque was actually a form of comedy to start with. Actually, the word came from an Italian word, burla, which means a joke or to ridicule or parody, you know. So it started out being some part of a comic portrayal of what's going on in the world today or at that time.
That is awesome. And see, I can joke about sex all day, you know. Let's not go there. Well, I think that is awesome. So, Miss Butterfly, what kind of up-and-coming shows do you have coming up? Are you looking? I know you said something about doing teaching dance and whatnot. And I also know that you care for your family, so you're a very busy woman just by yourself to keep up yourself. And I've seen her, y'all. She is real bad. You hear me? All black women, you know. But she is real bad. She set the tone for us. Let's put it out there. So, you know, and I love you. You know, my thing is I'm 46. I'm sexy. I'm cool. I got 4 big head kids, and it didn't affect me too bad, you know.
Okay.
So I feel confident.
Okay.
Right. And I feel confident in me. So tell me what you got going on. How
sure
can we look you up?
You. And that's why I have foreplay, because I want us to remind ourselves, and when I say us, I say women in general, that there was a time that we looked at ourselves and said, you know what, I'm sexy, I'm sensual, I'm this, I'm that. But, you know, life happens, and we forget about that aspect of ourselves. We take care of everything else in the world with the exception of ourselves. And I mean our sensual and sexual selves, which, you know, God's gift. So this company that I have is to reconnect us with that aspect. I use, like I said, I have several aspects of it. I do it through sensuality. I do it through the five senses. We have products that you'll touch, taste, feel, smell, just to reconnect yourself. You know, I do it with movement, sensual movement, education classes. You know, we talk about the different types of lifestyles out here. So I have a lot of things going on and that I'm looking forward to bringing to Atlanta. I have a show that I'll be bringing to Atlanta soon with one of my good friends, Ice Cream. I don't know if you know Ice Cream, the comedian.
Yeah, you know, I know Mr. Ice Cream.
A burlesque show there at his club. So I'm looking forward to that real soon.
Oh, and shout out to Mr. Ice Cream. I actually got a chance to go see his Comedy Lounge. I'm just joking. Out in Lawrenceville. You got to check it out. I had a great time. You got 2 bars, so you won't be held up long. I love it. So, and
don't forget his food. It's delicious.
It's very, and he cooking with his own hands, girl. Yeah. I'm not joking. He took my pork and beans, girl, that night. But this is it's an awesome, awesome. Yeah, I love you, Ice Cream, and Miss Patricia. Really, it's a beautiful spot. You ain't got to worry about your car getting robbed because it's in the upscale. You know, we in Gwinnett County. It's the parking lot is lit. So while you getting your laugh on and getting eat on and having your drink, you can really have a good time at Just Joking. So, and I want to see the show. I know you said that you're having a show soon at Just Joking. Please let us know how we can find out and when you'll be.
Okay, yes, let me do this. If I could give you my webpage, most of my contacts come through my Facebook page as well. Anybody can, you know, look at my pages and get any of the updated information that I'll be providing for my shows, for classes. I sell tickets through Eventbrite, so if you have, you know, an Eventbrite account, you'll be able to look it up that way as well. So can I give you that?
You certainly can. Go right ahead. Tell us what it
is. Okay, the web page, if they look up, is The Flirt Shop. So it will be HTTP play at the Flirt Shop. So that's play at the Flirt Shop .com. All one word.
Okay.
And they can look me up on Facebook as Ms. Butterfly J, M-S Butterfly, that's all one word, and then second word is J, J-A-E.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Got it. Well, Ms. I'm Butterfly, we'll talk later, but please make sure you get me all the information to my email so I can promote it on the Mistress Funny page, also on my even my private page, Latricia Bowen, so we can get you out there because I'm all about supporting black businesses. I think you're an awesome, awesome lady. You got elegance, you got class, and you're most definitely very charming. We want to thank you for gracing the show with your beautiful presence, and you keep it strong, girl.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to you guys coming out.
We'll see you soon, dear. Take good care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. What is all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. Before I go on, though, I love to rep where I have lived, where I stayed, or where I just know you at. Let's send shout out to Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. I want to represent my folks in Houston, Huntsville, and the ATL, Georgia. And if I know you and you live somewhere where you live at, let's rep that state too. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can always leave a message or your viewpoint on the Miss Trish Hotline. Get that number from me later, okay? Also, I want to go ahead and I want to send shouts out. If you haven't seen it, you need to check out the BET Awards this year. I want to send big reps out to the Pro Black Foundation that's are coming along. Beyonce for making that song Freedom. Also to Mr. Michael for Black Lives Matter. We got to come together, y'all. And I want to give another shout out, and you need to check out Black Points of View on your Google this on your Google or Facebook it. Look it up on Facebook. And I also want to hip you on to Hidden Colors 4. It will open your mind, Black people. Know who you are. Know where you come from. And let's come together and build each other. Let's build be the Jacob ladder that God made us to be. Now, for my stupid shit letter of the week. I got this letter from a fan, and it says, "Dear Miss Trish, love your show. Just last week, I was thinking about you, and the one thing that I thought is that the one thing I like about Miss Trish is that she keeps it real, and she understands that sometimes we just do stupid shit, but eventually it becomes a life lesson. I ride the MARTA every day, and so after a long day's hard work, sharing my space with stranger, breathing their air, I might stop at the MARTA station and take me a puff on the L before I get on my bus and get to my final destination at home. And get on my final destination to home. Just as I got on the bus and saw it coming, I sat down on the bus to realize that my bus was actually in front of me. When the bus driver asked me why I had gotten on the wrong bus, I told him that I was taking a puff on the L to deal with his ass until I got to my destination, which is home. That's the stupid shit I need to learn. I need to put down that doggone weed and get me some estrogen. Look, we'll be right back after this. Listen to this. See you in a moment.